I think the first thing I want to say is we have the going on today up in the East Club Lounge is the Hawksworth Blood Drive. So we've got the volunteers up there and people coming in to donate blood. And it's been one of the largest, I guess, collection in the state of Ohio each of the last 4 or 5 years, I think, running. So those out there that want to come and help others that way. On to the Patriots. I think, as we know, this is a good football team, well put together, led by a great quarterback. And, you know, they're have not lost a football game this year. They've been opportunistic to put themselves in position early in games and then even coming back and winning games if they weren't. So this is a team we got to play very good against. And it's probably at a time which it's unique for us. It'll fit well to what we need to get done. We need to play better football, and you know, we can draw things, put words on paper, and do all those things. But we got to go out and execute and play winning football. And so this is a good week and a good chance to go out and compete and win the battles and eventually hopefully win the war. So looking forward to it.
Today, you picked the two most tenured coaches in the league. Outside looking in,
well, I think, you know, I mean, obviously from times as a coordinator and to being the head coach in Cleveland and then to the Jets, to Pats, to Jets, and then back to New England as the head coach, you know, since I've been in the NFL, I've been able to follow his path. And I think his diligence at the detail of what they want to get done in order to try to take away what is perceived strength of the opponent, and that way, and he's been able to devote full attention to that. This team is probably offensively in some ways, other than the offensive line, a little unique because they're not the typical New England team with the veteran players as much. They're going through a little bit of a transition, so I think somebody said it's 7 rookies and 14 young guys all together. And so when you have that kind of transition, but normally their thing is the veteran player. You know, Bill's had a great ability to input the veteran player. We got one sitting in the room here that's a smart guy and good football players and able to plug those guys in and get done the things that they want to get done offensively and defensively. Boy, he's a very accurate thrower. He's got great anticipation. He understands, you know, they have a great understanding of what they're trying to do to work leverage and coverage all the time. He both gets them in the looks. He obviously is a great student of the game because whether it's running game, pass game, he gets them in the right looks, the right plays, and so forth. He has a great feel for the tempo of the game, when to speed it up, when to slow it down. And, you know, and that's part of what they do as well. So you have to, they keep you alert that way.
You guys saw plenty of Tompkins from when he was at UC, just what's made him successful in their offense.
Well, I think he's a good young prospect. You know, he was a kid that was invited over to the combine in Indy. And then, you know, obviously I watched him work out at the workout at UC, and then he came here, worked out for us. So he's got good ability. You know, I think he probably plays a little faster than his time speed, which is a good thing. And, he must be the kind of kid that's not too big for him, you know. I don't know him that well, but obviously the way he's doing it, it doesn't seem too big for him, which is a great credit to him.
Both you and the Patriots have seemed to have success with the mining and getting undrafted guys. Does it kind of prove that everything's an inexact science?
Well, I don't know if it's an inexact science. I think you're looking for, when you sign some of these undrafted guys, you're looking for certain characteristics that they have, and that those things translate into blossoming as they mature and grow. So you know what I mean? That's what they got to have, certain NFL qualities that you feel good about that fit well to what you feel like works on your team. And I think that's part of it. You know, look at the defensive tackle, you know, that He fits the what they're looking for as far as a nose tackle in their defense. And Villano. Those are the kind of things you're looking at for certain traits. And you're trying to clone. And, you know, maybe he makes it, maybe he doesn't when he's the undrafted guy. But at least what those traits give him an opportunity to stay around. And even if he's on the practice squad for a year, 2 years, or whatever, until he can and work his way up in on the 53.
You got to see a little bit of it on film against Atlanta. How much does their defense change without Will Fork in there?
I don't think they're going to change a great deal. Whether or not, they give you both looks. They give you the three down, 3-4 type look, and they're going to give you some 4-down, 4-3 type looks. And, each week, it's hard to predict what you're going to get. So you got to be ready for both looks. And, the personnel doesn't change as much when they do it. It's just the alignment to the players within it.
It seems like they're going through another reincarnation of offense. How important is their offensive line?
The offensive line is very important because those guys have been there. Those four of the five guys have been there for quite a while, or at least 3 years. I think Solder in the center, are guys. But the other guys have been there and part of it, and they just keep, and so that's good. They've got great continuity there, and that's what you want to have.
Dante Scarnecchia has been there 30 years. I mean, that's an unbelievable for a line coach to be at the same organization for that amount of time. That's unheard of continuity, isn't it?
Well, and he's coached, he's not always been the line coach, as we know. He's coached different things there, and obviously he's a great, great football coach. And, in fact, him and one Jim Anderson used to be roommates. So that's a unique part of Dante. So a tremendous football coach.
Last week, you had some great opportunity right in the area, but you see, Patriots, they kind of let you move between the 20s. Basically, took 20 miles all the way, got it to the big, probably going to take AJ away down the area. And he specifically talked to you, need to step up, understand what the defense is.
Well, we got to execute what we got to execute plays called and get it done. And that's route protection and location. So, I think all things go together. And as far as when you think about throwing, and also be the ability to run the football when you get down in the red zone, I think it's so important.
4 weeks in, do you feel like you have an identity on offense, or are you guys still searching your way?
Well, I think we're carving an identity. I don't think unless you're sitting here with perfection would you say you have that particular identity, but I think we're taking strides towards an identity very quickly. Yeah, I think we do, actually. I think we do, and I think we got to continue to take advantage of it, because if you just keep hitting foul balls, they don't take you seriously. And, you have to, particularly if you're the guy on the other side of the ball calling defense, if you're striking up the band on me, then I'm going to think twice about things a little bit.
Is there any way to get accuracy more consistent?
Being consistent, I think both, and just the same thing you just asked about in the red zone, I think it comes from protection. It comes from schematics and being in the right spots, and it comes from accuracy of the throw. So it's all three elements have to work together.
Tom Brady's pretty good. Yet, even as great as he is, he's got a running game that's averaging 125 yards a game, 11th in the league. That gives him some throwing lanes. If that running game gets more consistent, doesn't that help a lot of things?
Well, it can. It's a matter of how you're trying to develop things with what you're doing. Well, he's a guy who's had great experience. He's a good athlete. He's played a lot of NFL football, and it gives us another opportunity to, as he moves forward and learns everything we're doing inside now, to plug in and give us another athletic guy on the field defensively.
Does he have some Chris Crocker-esque characteristics as far as smarts?
Jeff, I've had him for a day. I can't tell you that. He hasn't had a practice yet. He seems to be a very intelligent guy to talk with, and from what the coaches' meetings have been with him, it's been good. And watching on tape last year, he was productive for the Giants, and which is what you're looking for.
A little bit of carryover with Zim, too, since he had him in Atlanta, that he he's got a little bit of an idea of everything's changed a lot.
Knows what to expect from Mike, maybe, from a one-year experience with Mike. So. Right.
Weather forecast on Hall, Kirkpatrick, and Nelson so far?
It's not bad. It's about like the weather out there today, partly sunny. You know?
It's better than partly cloudy.
That's right. That's an improvement.
What's the expectation for Gronkowski or Amendola this week?
I have no idea. I can't predict. You let me know, maybe. You help me. I thought they had a science of that. I thought they actually tried to read that stuff. You telling me that I waste my time looking at them, huh?
with your two tight ends now, with Gresham and Eifert, how much did you look at Gronk and Hernandez and what New England did?
Zero. I didn't look at zero, so. I mean, other than the tape that I normally watch, but we weren't trying to clone anything other than make our people more productive and our offense more productive. And again, they're a different situation there. They're set up to work inside options and routes and things. It's just a little different. We have a fine player outside, and so the dynamics of what we're doing just a little bit different.
Just generally in the course of any season, pick anyone. 4 weeks in, should you have an identity or a role on offense?
I don't know, because I don't think you have one on defense. And as a coordinator, I always felt the same way. I think your identity gets put together over time and over a stretch of time. And sometimes what you feel like going in is not actually where you end up with, because injuries and different things shape you a different way. Circumstances and games shape you a different way. So it's hard to do that, you know. I wouldn't have, if you would have said 4 weeks ago, would you be sitting here having fumbled away the way the balls that we fumbled away this year? They would say there's no way. And so I don't think you can get to that. By saying that, I think the identity of the football team is they'll work their tails off and they'll fight and work, and we just got to do it smarter and more accurately all the time.
Have you seen another coach or another team change week to week as much as Bill has done over the years, coverages or whatever the case may be, based on what he's facing that particular week?
No, they do change a lot, yeah, and I don't, again, they can morph into different things.